This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Has time. Now locates Barkley out of the backfield. Barkley slips two tackles and picks up the first down, jumping up in the air to the 30. A gain of 14 for Barkley with some nifty moves along the way.
Yeah, Saquon Barkley. It's so much fun watching him be good at football again. Not just good at football, but like healthy and having fun. Man, he's such a talent. That's the reverse hurdle highlight as well. Oh. Josh, what were your first thoughts with that? Because like my immediate
hurdle?
Yeah, my immediate thought was, yeah, why, how? Is that the best play I've ever seen? Maybe not. Yeah. No.
I don't know.
But when you start having those immediate thoughts, you're like,
think about how we felt with the first Allen hurdle. It was this, whoa, no quarterback has ever really done that before. Yeah, I was jumping up and down like
I was at a bar crazy. With my dad and my uncle and the entire place was like, oh.
Yeah, well, that was the collective feeling of the entire NFL when Saquon Barkley did that.
I will tell you though too, it was still so early; none of us really knew Allen all that much.
Except right,
it's like the third or fourth game of the year,
mm-hmm.
And immediately everyone was like, "Never do that again. He's gonna die."
Yeah,
like,
and then he's done it six times since.
He's done it a lot since. I still have the same response.
Somebody always makes an edit, takes the original photo of him hurdling over the guy in Minnesota, and just keeps adding players to it for whoever he hurdles. Mm-hmm. Like L'Jarius Sneed's on there. Who else is on there? There's a bunch of guys at this point. There was a guy on the Patriots at some point.
But I have the same reaction, I think, every time that Allen does it. Like, it's immediate euphoric. I'm like, this is so cool. Like this is my guy's thing.
Yeah.
And then immediately after that thought finishes in my head, the next one is, he is going to get hurt at some point.
Well, there was
that.
The one against Arizona this year. The one against Arizona this year. And I remember celebrating, and then my dad goes, oh, he's on the ground. And I'm like, huh? I was not looking at the TV. I turn around, and I'm like, what?
Yeah,
like, and then he gets up, and he's holding his hand, and I'm like, oh, no. Oh, it's his left hand. Never mind. We're good.
The world absolutely stops. It is brutal.
Yeah.
Put up a tweet going into the break here. Best non-quarterback in the NFL, because especially with what the NFL is, usually you say the best player, and you'll get a lot of quarterback answers. I kind of want to differentiate it, mainly because for me, when I think of the best player in the NFL, it almost never is a quarterback. Mm-hmm. It often is an edge rusher, defensive tackle, running back, wide receiver, what have you. Like for years, for me, without thought, I would have Aaron Donald was the best player in football. Mm-hmm. For most of his career, he was.
Yeah.
I will also say during the late 90s, early 2000s, Randy Moss, I thought was the best player in football.
Now, are we treating this as best player on the team, which is technically MVP? Because if you think about an MVP award, which we can also get into this conversation of, like, should MVP be the best overall player, or should MVP be the player that is most valuable to their team, regardless of how good or bad the team is?
It's tough where we're at with MVPs, especially in a sport like football, because it really has just become a quarterback award. Because even when I'm saying best player, these guys won't have, like, if they're out of the lineup, very rarely will the point differentials change.
Yeah.
It'll change a little bit, especially with some of these great players. It changes a lot when a quarterback is out. It changes a ton. And that's where, honestly, the most valuable player is always going to be a quarterback. And it should always be a quarterback
but
in
I'm
the modern
saying,
NFL.
In this conversation, we could also kind of branch this out to the MVP of non-quarterbacks. Because, again, it's for players that are good on their team and make their team good.
And that's where you get offensive and defensive player of the year.
Right. But that's also where you can get into, hey, this team is bad, but this player is really good. And that's where I'm looking at this list of, you know, different players in different categories here. And Chuba Hubbard pops up on the list for me.
Oh, my God. Why? Love Chuba Hubbard, but no.
I'm not saying he's the best player in the league, but he's probably the most valuable player on Carolina because he's the only thing in their offense. He has 818 rushing yards in an offense that is inept.
He is like the guy.
He's the only guy there. He's fantasy relevant on a team that is abysmal. I'm not saying he's the best player in the league, but
I'm glad he finally got going.
Right. But if we're
last
looking,
year a little bit, now this year definitely.
If we're looking at a player that makes their team good on a potentially a bad team or whatever, good team or bad, he makes them good in terms of having an offensive output of anything, because they have nothing Bryce Young is at quarterback.
I mean, he's good. He's solid. But, like, he's not going to be, like, on this list for me of guys. Like,
no, I just wanted to bring that up because he I saw his name here, and I think he needs more recognition because of just how bad of a situation he's in.
Also doesn't help he's a running back.
Right. Which
running back on a bad team usually signifies, oh, you're getting touches because your quarterbacks are terrible.
Yeah, but he's getting touches and he's being good.
Yeah, he's very good. He had almost 160 yards rushing this past weekend.
Right. It's not like he's getting touches and he's only getting like 50 yards a game.
Yeah. Let's get connected to our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Just having a little fun with who is the best non-quarterback in the NFL. Windmill tweets in TJ Watt. Adam also tweeted in TJ Watt. Lenny, Derrick Henry with Chase is a close second. I think Derrick Henry has a good argument for the last few years because he's been kind of like the one guy kind of holding against the running backs are worthless sort of conversation because he's like, well, now wait a second.
Is he gonna win Offensive Player of the Year?
No. I think Joe and Jeremy were having this conversation. I think it's right. Allen wins MVP. Lamar gets Offensive Player of the Year. Lamar is putting up a special season.
He is.
It's frustrating, though, especially if you're a Ravens fan, knowing that he shouldn't have won last year. He wins this year. And I'm saying he won't win. And I think that is sort of like intervention by the voters of, all right, we maybe pushed the envelope a little bit too much last year. He should have two MVPs. He should not have three.
Yeah.
He got one a year he shouldn't have, and he misses out on one that he should have.
Should Allen have won it last year?
Allen should have won it last year. Yeah. Either him or Dak Prescott.
Ooh, I forgot. Yeah, he had a good year.
Dak Prescott had an amazing year with what we're now seeing is a true tire fire of an organization. and he's doing that with, like, it was him and CeeDee Lamb.
I don't know if you know this, but if you had to guess, who leads the NFL in sacks right now?
Ooh, who leads the NFL in sacks right now?
Yeah, this is this year. This is kind of surprising to me.
Okay, so it's not
my first thought would be Pittsburgh, but I feel like that's not right.
No, the player, not the team.
Oh, player. Sorry.
Since you said surprising, it's not Myles Garrett. It's not TJ Watt.
Nope. There's a bunch of ties, actually. So I was going to say they're not even on the list in top 10, but.
It's not Micah Parsons.
Nope.
AFC or NFC?
AFC.
I got nothing. Who is it?
Trey Hendrickson.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Trey Hendrickson really does lead the league in sacks.
Yeah, 11 and a half.
Yeah. The Cincinnati
Bengals.
And he
wants out of Cincinnati.
Yeah, the Bengals literally are Burrow, Chase, Hendrickson, and then just a lot of not good. They are very top-heavy roster. Mm-hmm. They are a very top-heavy
roster.
And
by top-heavy, you mean three players.
Yes.
Because there's nobody else. Because like sometimes top-heavy can mean like, you know, you have like three good guys or like three amazing guys or one amazing guy and then like a next tier of like they're good, but they're not.
They feel like
great.
They fall off quickly.
Right. And then you have everyone else. But the Bengals literally have three great players and nothing else. I can't even put T. Higgins in like a good category anymore because he's just so inconsistent. He can't stay healthy.
See, I think he's good. It's just
He's good, but he just can't.
He's not going to change a roster.
No, right. He's like what Deontay Johnson was kind of supposed to be in Baltimore, but they haven't used him at all.
I don't even get me started on that. don't even get me started on that. Ian tweets in Ja'Marr Chase.
That's a hard conversation to have, but it
he has developed into a true like all around wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Because in his rookie year, it kind of felt more big plays, not huge volume. Yes, but not the guy that's going to warrant 150 targets.
He leads the NFL in receiving touchdowns. Oh, right behind him though, Amon-Ra St. Brown. I think he has a case.
I do love Amon-Ra St. Brown.
I think he has a case just because of how consistent he is. I mean, obviously we know the king of consistency in Khalil Shakir,
mm-hmm.
but Amon-Ra St. Brown was kind of the forerunner in that, right? I mean, he was the guy that you'd pass him the ball and he would get something done. Whereas Khalil mm-hmm. Shakir has kind of picked that up. I mean, Amon-Ra St. Brown is still very consistent and very good, but Shakir has kind of taken the spotlight because of the lack of drops and the lack of, you know, he has a 0% drop rate.
Man, I am looking at Ja'Marr Chase, though. So his rookie year comes in with Burrow, 128 targets, 81 catches, just over 1450, 13 touchdowns. Sticks around that target number, but also sticks around that receptions number too. So success rate's a little over 55%. This year, though, 100 targets, 73 catches, just over 1,000 yards, 12 touchdowns. I mean, he is a really, really special player.
He's the only player in the league above 1,000 yards right now.
Yeah, he's a special player.
Next closest is Justin Jefferson.
He, to me, is just – it started last year, and it's continued in this year. He has developed into that all-around wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
That it doesn't matter where you get him the ball, just get him the ball.
As much as I've been frustrated with the Bengals and, you know, the recent seasons against the Bills, it's such a shame that their owner just won't spend money. Like, if he could mm-hmm. – if they could actually, you know, go out and build a team. Burrow, Chase, like, having that –
that core is special.
Having that duo is something NFL teams dream of. Not only are you getting two great players, but they were great together in college. It wasn't like they were both in college at the same time and great. They were on the same team. Like, you knew what you were getting when you drafted both of them. Like, you can't not build around that. And that's kind of what they're doing. They're not really building around it. And it's frustrating to see. Like I said, like it's hard to have that conversation because I don't want the Bengals to be really good. Because
yeah, I'll allow it.
What do you mean?
I'll allow it. Don't spend money.
Oh, right. No,
the Bengals freaked me out for years. I'm good.
Yeah, don't interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, as a fan of the game and a fan of teams getting better, it's really frustrating.
Yeah. Another fun thought here, Steve tweets in, if he played on a better team, I believe Max Crosby would get my vote.
Ooh.
He is one of the elite pass rushers in the NFL, and he does kind of keep the Raiders defense, I mean, just even in games at all.
And he spells his name with two X's, which is infinitely cool.
That's electric.
And his nickname is Mad Max or Condor because he's a vulture.
No, see, Condor's amazing.
Yeah.
That's like Khabib Nurmagomedov, the former UFC fighter.
Yeah.
His nickname was The Eagle.
Yeah.
That's cool.
When you're called, when you're named after a giant bird of prey, you know you've made it.
My goodness.
But his stats look...
Last three seasons have been really good. 2022, 12.5 sacks. Last year, 14.5 sacks, along with leading the league, I believe, in tackles for loss at 22 and 23, respectively. He's at 11 right now, and then sacks 6.5.
Yeah. He still has time to make up those numbers, because he could definitely get to 14.5 again, I think.
I don't know if he's necessarily on that pace.
No, but there's time. He's good enough of a player to kind of make up that ground.
Oh, my goodness, too. 36 QB hits in 22, 31 in 23.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if he was on a better team, who would you put him on to make him better?
Buffalo Bills.
Well, right. Yes, obviously. But I feel like a lot of these like great defensive players that we see them as great because they're the only one on their team. Right? Like, look at TJ Watt. He's the best defensive player on his team. Look at Myles Garrett.
Well, I mean, he's the best defensive player on his team, but it's an overall good unit. He's just the pinnacle.
Yeah. I look at like the edge rushers specifically, and it's like, yeah, sure, if you have a good defensive line, it really helps out a lot. But great edge rushers like Max Crosby, TJ Watt, and I'm not saying the Steelers have a bad defensive line, but the Raiders don't have a great defensive line, and Max Crosby still gets home. So I think it's funny because it's, you know, we started the conversation about how like you can't, like, are you judging these people on what's around them or on what they're actually doing for their team? And I feel like you have to kind of go back and forth in certain areas on those things, right? Like, you have to look at, you know, are they making their team great or is everyone around them allowing them to be great?
I think it's a mix of both. I think great players just are great. Mm-hmm. I think that's a big thing. Like, Aaron Donald for a long time kind of, like, that was the argument too. Like, he was the defense
for
the Rams.
Were players on that Rams team or on those Rams teams with Donald that looked better than they were because of Aaron Donald.
Oh, yeah.
Like, then they went away, or Donald got hurt, and those players disappeared.
That's where you're getting, like, you know, TJ Watt has done that for a long time. I think Cam Chancellor did that for a long time with Seattle of being kind of Richard Sherman was sort of the face. I thought Cam Chancellor though was like the easily best safety in the league for a long time with Seattle, and great players are going to do that. That's why we talk a lot about quarterbacks, because they make good teams great. They make great teams historically great at times. It is Wash and Fold Wednesday. Bills are on the bye week, but as it currently sits right now, Bills in the 2 seed, the Broncos in the 7 seed. The teams have only, though, met one time in the playoffs. Of course, it being in January, it was a different year. So our trivia question of the day is, what season did the Bills meet the Broncos last and only time in the playoffs? First caller with the correct answer over at 716-221-4WGR. That's 716-221-4947. Wins a $100 gift card to Top Shelf Wash and Fold Laundromat. Drop off your laundry dirty and pick it up clean and packaged for you. Complete laundry services from a coin laundromat. Top Shelf Laundromat, because we all deserve the best. Three locations, Depew, Williamsville, and Tonawanda. Coming up in just over 10 minutes, Aaron Quinn, a cover one, will join the show. Talk more on the Bills. This is WGR.